USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It was the deadliest day for journalists since 9/11, a mass shooting at the Capital Gazette newspaper in Annapolis, Maryland. And we're learning about the shooter and what may have motivated him. Here's correspondent Matt Coates in Maryland.
The suspect was named in a law enforcement bulletin as 38-year-old Jared Ramos of Laurel. Ramos had a grudge against the Capital Gazette and how he perceived he was portrayed in a column 7 years ago after he pled guilty to harassing a former high school classmate. In 2012, Ramos sued columnist Eric Hartley, editor Tom Marquardt, and the paper for defamation. The case was thrown out and an appeal was rejected 3 years later.
Hundreds of protesters arrested in the nation's capital during the Women's March on Capitol Hill last night. Over 1,000 people gathered to protest Trump administration immigration policies. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
At a contentious hearing on Capitol Hill, Republicans were going after Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, accusing him of not turning over all the documents that Congress has requested on the Hillary Clinton email investigation and the ongoing Russia probe. This exchange with Republican Congressman Jim Jordan.
Why are you keeping information from Congress?
Congressman, I'm not keeping any information from Congress that it's appropriate.
In a few minutes, Mr. Rosenstein, I think the House of Representatives is going to say something different.
I don't agree with you, Congressman.
Jordan referring to the House approving a resolution along party lines expressing disappointment that the department had not fully complied with requests for documents. Meantime, South Carolina Republican Trey Gowdy was demanding a quick end to the Russia investigation, saying whatever you've got, finish it up. Still a lot of work to do to fight the Pawnee fire in Northern California, but it is now 50% contained. And this is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
A California teenager who was declared brain dead 5 years ago has finally been taken off life support. Jahai McMath of Oakland was declared brain dead in 2013 after a tonsillectomy, but was kept breathing through life support, and after no other facility in the U.S. would take her, her family brought her to an undisclosed hospital in New Jersey. Reports are McMath was officially declared dead on June 22nd from complications following a surgical procedure. And again, she's now been taken off life support. Over a dozen country artists are coming together to try to warn fans about fake social media accounts. Blake Shelton spearheading a PSA called Imposters on Social Media. Keith Urban, Maren Morris, John Party, and Trace Adkins, also among the artists who appear in this video, telling fans the only account they use has a blue verified check mark next to its name. And the long goodbye to a legendary retailer is finally coming to a close.
I want to be a Toys R Us kid.
Bankrupt toy retailer Toys R Us closing all of its remaining U.S. stores effective today. The 70-year-old company announcing in March it was going to have to close after being unable to find a white knight to save it or help in restructuring its debt. And so ends being able to be a Toys R Us kid. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.